Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, the Mike Calta Show. Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Sorry. Sometimes my fat fingers hit the wrong buttons. 8:47 of the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
Did I get this stuck in your head?
100%.
Yeah.
Do you like the song?
No. But with the Pornhub thing, I sang the St. Texas.
Carmen.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Are you enjoying the show?
No.
You're not, right?
No.
I can tell. Why don't you like it?
Bobby is just so argumentative, and I just don't want to argue today. I love Bobby.
Listen to me. I love arguing. I love opposing. I love that Robert De Niro, one of my all-time favorites, who's now an old kook, but that we were able to discuss Robert De Niro movies for a half hour on the show. I enjoy that.
And that's the other thing. I don't care about Robert De Niro. That's not my, He's in movies. Cool. That's just not my thing. I'm not going to argue about it because I don't care.
Do you know how I know you weren't enjoying the show?
Because I wasn't talking?
No. Thank God. I'm kidding.
Then why are you talking to me?
Because if you go to our Instagram at the Mike Calta Show, which I invite everybody to go do, please.
I hate you.
You too, Karen. Go look at it right now. Joe, can you put that on if you go to at the Mike Calta Show, the first real video on there. Everybody at home can grab it and do it themselves. Carmen expressing her interest for the show.
Me yawning? Yeah, you yawn all the time. You're just lucky that you are able to yell at Joe from not putting things like that out there.
Joe didn't put that out there.
Joe's the one who controls the camera.
No.
Yeah.
No, that did not go out over there until I put it up online.
Carmen, can I tell you? I like your shirt.
Thank you. I like your
flat. I like your flat belly.
Yeah thank you. Working out.
So we turned it into a positive.
Carmen's got a skull shirt on. What does it have? Melting candles on top, or what is that?
No, it's just doing the rock sign.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got it from
Five Below.
No, I got it from Party City.
Yeah,
for Halloween.
The other fashion outlet.
Listen, I got it after Halloween, so it was on sale for like $10, and I was like, I bought it, and I Chad was with me. I was like, you know what? Galvin's gonna like my shirt. Yeah. I knew it.
So, you're right.
Yeah,
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Carmen.
Yes.
I do miss that you're not here.
Yeah.
In the studio with us.
Yeah, me too.
But Gio and Joe mm-hmm. also missed it. There was some good drama here during the break.
Oh, what happened?
Mm. Your mic's not on.
Oh yeah. No, we didn't miss it.
Oh, you heard it?
I was gonna say Carmen shouldn't get into it with Bobby.
No,
we just got into it.
Yeah, Bobby and Galvin just got into man fight.
I would never get into it with Carmen.
You tried to earlier.
Carmen's scared.
You've been trying the whole day.
No, Jayla.
Oh, you're just sticking up with her because you have a vagina. Oh. Like, you've been trying all day just to argue with people. I don't know what's happening, but...
He's being a good radio guy. You need to take a nap.
No,
that's... I think that's true.
Yes.
I think that's true, but it's not... First of all, we were talking about the De Niro thing in between. Me and Galvin were having a very...
Off the air, you mean?
Very heated debate.
Spirited debate.
Spirited debate that was fun. And then we brought it on the air.
Yeah, I
Mike did,
heard it.
Because Mike heard me and Galvin going at it, and he's like, save it.
Yeah.
Save it. Right in the middle of a conversation, we're like, all right, we'll save it.
By the way, I'd like to point out, did you notice Carmen's voice for Bobby is not dumb rocky
like she
does for you?
Well, yeah,
Carmen, do your impression of me.
I'm always right.
First of all, I like that impression.
Yeah.
Now do your impression of Bobby.
Oh man, I can't remember what it was.
It was just like an aggressive.
Oh yeah,
the deal
sucks. Yeah,
I like
Gio.
No, I love Bobby. Like things that
I love you.
I just don't like arguing. I know Mike loves that, and he thinks that's good radio, and that's
he loves it. He loves it.
Listen, I don't like arguing.
I like a nice discussion about things.
A discussion and arguing is not the same.
You know what Mike is? He's a fan to a fire.
Yes.
As soon as he sees a little spark, he goes,
"Where's the gas?"
Exactly.
Joe and I just stood outside with our ears on the door because we were afraid to come inside.
So something happened. Something happened after we went to break, right?
Yeah.
Galvin said something to Bobby, not meant to be offensive or anything. He said something to Bobby, and Bobby went to go pee. And I was like, I'm eating bagels over here. I don't know what's going on. Then Bobby came back, and like a man who took offense to something, said to another man, "You know what? I don't like this." And then that man said,
"Because I'm very close with Galvin,
but I admire the fact that I would let it fester, and then I would call somebody else later and go, 'Galvin's a dick.' Back to Galvin, and you were like, 'I didn't like it.' And then Galvin said, 'Bobby, that's not what I meant at all.' And then he said, 'Yeah, you did.' And he said, 'No, you didn't.' He said, 'You're a dick. You're a dick.' And I went, 'What is going on here?' And then I didn't say a word. And then it was, 'But I didn't mean that. Well, I didn't mean that. Well, I'm sorry. It's over. We moved on and we're good.' Yep. I was like, and that's the way men fight.
Yeah. Well, that's the way friends fight.
That's the way Galvin and I have had 5 fights in 17 years, and they've all gone the same exact way.
I think me and you have only had 2 fights.
Well, I'm smart enough to save my fights for the air, though.
Wasn't there a physical?
So, there was a physical fight. And I will tell you this:
Bobby's beating up the whole show.
This was when Bobby was much bigger, and I was actually much smaller at the time. In kid prison, we started joking around, and we were talking about something. I went, "Oh yeah," and did like a kind of fake boxing thing, and Bobby was like, "Ah!"
Incredible
jumped
Hulk.
At me and knocked me down to the drums on the stage and everything. Yeah.
And then you beat up Spanish.
I did not beat up Spanish.
And then you felt so bad for him, you bought him a massager.
Me and Galvin were fighting Spanish, right?
No. And then
did something and you cranked his neck.
No, he threw 2 John Jones leg kicks at my thigh.
Oh.
He was working out at the time.
Because were we talking about like the punch out or something like that?
But I remember you got him and then you cranked his neck. Because I remember afterwards, Spanish was like, "Oh, God."
And he was like, "What are you doing, bro?"
But I did go and buy him a neck massager. That you never
and then
gave
you gave it to me and said to give it to him. And I was like, "No, I keep it." And I kept it. And I used it till it broke. I love that thing. Yeah, that was great.
Oh, that's when I ripped my shirt.
Yep.
Oh, you got it, Joe?
Of course I got it.
Who says you're bad at video?
Of course he's got
you
it.
Who said says it? You're bad? You said it.
Joe didn't get it. No.
Yeah.
Of course I got
Someone sent it to him.
It is up right now.
It's the one thing he has in a folder.
Yeah.
He just watches it whenever I make him mad.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I do to this.
Ripped shirts.
I use this all the time for myself.
There it goes.
Wait a minute. Now. There it is. There it is. Look at
Wait, I didn't throw the first punch, though.
No. I came up to you and gave you the fake.
Yeah.
Now it's escalating.
Yep.
Now it's turn real.
Yep. Here come the drums.
I think there was a couple punches thrown. That looks gay. Right? That looks like we're making love.
I could just get it over with.
I could not get you off me.
That was a big boy.
That was big Bobby.
Yeah. Wait, stop. Did you see Carmen?
Runs and moves.
But Carmen just threw the mic and ran away.
Yeah.
Look at Carmen. Look at Carmen. Yeah. She's like, "I'm out of here."
Well, because the camera, the mic was blocking the camera angle.
Oh, no, that was good.
I'm just producing.
And Carmen, I do enjoy fanning the flames.
You're
the
worst.
But not when it's real. And I don't know what's right. All of a sudden, everybody's getting mad at each other. And I'm like,
I didn't know this.
See how good Carmen looked when she just ran in and moved that microphone?
Yeah.
I think it's this.
Carmen, you know why it's sad? You know why it's sad? Because it's not physical, it's age.
It's age. Yeah. It really is, yeah.
Not true. That was right after I got done with the diet.
Yeah, but you were so hot when you were younger.
Yeah, but that was also, 7 years ago?
You got young face 17.
I think Carmen's still hot.
7 years.
You don't see her a lot, that's why.
I think she's the hot. No, I see. I watched the show.
What were you going to say? You think she's what?
I think she's the hottest she's been.
Oh, I think you're the hottest on the show.
I mean, she's 100% the hottest on the show.
She's second on the list of who I'd bang on the show.
I think this seat is getting to me.
It makes you mad, right?
I sat there yesterday. It's hot there.
I think it's this seat.
That seat has made people crazy before.
I sit on this couch. I almost didn't make it back on time either.
Listen, man. You start talking about Reddit conspiracy theories, we're going to kick you out.
I had Sam Tripoli on my show.
Oh, he's the best.
I mean, wow.
But he's legit. Like he believes that stuff.
Like he'll take you down the rabbit hole, but he'll like prove it. You know what I mean?
That's exactly. Yeah. I'd be like, dude, there's no way Michelle Obama and Obama are gay and that's not their kids. And then he brings up a photo of Obama's friends and they look exactly like the kids. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, it's true.
And then all the videos of her thing popping out of her pants.
Her thing.
Now they're saying that about Macron.
Yeah. About
his wife being a dude.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't find a photo of her as a girl.
Next thing they're going to say that about Jim Norton.
He actually posted that.
Oh, he did?
He posted that and he goes, don't worry, I get the same thing. And I had a picture of his wife.
I just had them on, man. They're horrible.
I love them. And Jim Norton is very happy. And that's what you want.
Happiest he's been in 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah, so good for him.
He's very happy.
I'm very much. I've always been this way. I don't care what you do. I don't even care. People are always like, I don't care what you do. Just keep it away from me. No, I'm even interested in having it around. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't bother me at all what you do to be happy.
No, not at all. They're the happiest ever. They were over Thanksgiving a couple of years.
Yeah, I love Jim.
I knew he had a good girl because after dinner, she was like, Don, can I help you clean up and do stuff? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That was nice. I've had guys.
I feel like your wife, though.
What?
Is not as, I don't know.
Progressive?
Not as progressive.
She's very progressive. 100%.
Really?
Oh, 100%. She has gay friends, and I think she's a lesbian.
She might be.
My wife's a lesbian.
That's real progressive.
100%.
Joe.
Yes, Michael.
I can't get out of my head the fact that Spanish drove you here and has driven you here a couple of times.
That's wild.
This week.
And that he did. You're such a little like secretive.
You are a little secret. You're a secret mouse.
I'm not a secret squirrel.
You're a secret squirrel. Yeah.
Listen. You think that keeping information from us isn't not lying to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How about the whole Oddities weed debacle?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I talked about it for a half hour until you finally went, oh yeah, he took that. And I'm like, I've been talking about it for a half hour.
It took Michael. Spanish calling you out.
Yes.
Because the guy said, I asked.
And then you didn't even go, okay. You went, oh yeah.
I could have definitely told you about that earlier, but that was way better. It was
you're telling
he
me
he edited it on purpose.
I know.
You
I
edited
love
for
that.
Content.
Yeah, he's, yeah, I love it. He's
I planned the whole thing.
Yeah. Good switch. That was a nice switch.
Mm-hmm. He's the kind of guy that the football flies off his head and the other guy catches it and he goes, did you like that?
I feel like you definitely kept the first time that Spanish dropped you off here a secret.
Yes.
I wasn't trying to keep it a secret. I said if I was asked, I would definitely say
you were. We said, how are you getting to work? You said, I'm Ubering this week.
But here's the thing. Put Mike, put Gio, put me, put Carmen in that scenario. We come in the first break. You guys want to guess how I got here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Guaranteed.
100%.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're better at it than I am. But,
Now he's not
good. The worst.
All right. I'll take it.
How will it end?
What?
How will it end?
I still don't know, Michael.
It's going to be up to you, Joe.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
If you had to make the decision on what goes on. By the way, people have accused me of being vague and not addressing the situation. I have nothing to say. It's out of my hands. So being vague is there's nothing new to report.
Can I tell you something else? Please do not comment on the videos of the deer that I saw when I was on the trail or the picture of my dog. We're Spanish and why? Blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
that's not how you do that.
Right.
Or slide into the DMs. I'll keep it a secret.
Yeah.
You can tell me.
Seriously, though, what's going on? Oh, okay. Guy I've never met. Let me tell you everything I know. Okay.
Can I tell you what I love, though, is people who send you a message and then edit themselves. Like the lady from Heights Meat Market, and she sent me a kind of like bitchy email because I took a picture of a smoker and then I tagged a different meat company over there. I tagged Prime Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, it's nice that it's my smoker on there. And I wrote back to her and I said, yes, I wasn't trying to leave you guys out. I was just doing posts for both, you know, or I did this one, he did that one. And then she wrote back, I'm pregnant and bitchy. And to edit herself. Then some woman sent me an email yesterday about the Spanish thing. And I said, hey, look, I don't know if you've ever worked for a corporation before, but that's not how things work in a corporation. We have to follow certain HR rules and do things a certain way. And that's just how it goes. And then she wrote back, I was just being bitchy. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it. People have bitchy moments.
Can I tell you about an email I got the other day? Please. That is not going to bode
don't
well.
Don't tell Bobby about it.
That is not going to bode well for me maintaining that my father was not a spy or did not work for the CIA. Uh-huh. Galvin, I thought this was weird and maybe interesting to you, but I had to share that my friends also accused my father of working for the CIA when he just worked for Motorola. So she says her dad worked for Motorola in the 70s in Asia, and then he retired in early 2000s, but worked in Schaumburg, where I wrote her back. I said, hey, your father and my father had to have known each other for sure. But she said that he would go to remote parts of the world. We would not see him for months at a time and would occasionally visit him, but only very short vacations. And I never really knew what the building was. He said that he was building some sort of radio and then eventually cell towers and stuff.
Boy. Yeah. Uh-huh. So Galvin's dad worked for the CIA. 100%.
He worked for Motorola.
He worked for the CIA. He had a car phone in the 70s that was a rotary car phone.
Yeah, that's wild. Mm. Wild.
I will tell you, we had some technology because we had beepers when we were kids in the 70s.
In the 70s?
Yeah, and we had train walkie-talkies that have like I don't know how many mile radius, right. Whatever, but that they used on like railroad trains. We had them as kids.
Galvin had the first Nextel.
Yeah, we had all kind of stuff.
I had a spoon.
It wasn't even silver.
Yeah, but I thought that was pretty funny. So her father worked for Motorola, not the CIA, just as my father did.
Interesting.
He also knew how to keep secrets.
So how's it going to end, Joe?
I don't know, Michael.
Can I ask a question? Why is it a problem that Spanish is dropping him off?
It's not.
It is.
Well,
it is. It's odd.
Spanish is, in my opinion, mentally unstable. And I haven't had a conversation with him of substance since all this stuff went down. And I don't know where his head's at. What if he woke up this morning and decided, you know what? I hate those guys. And if I'm not on the show, there will be no show. And come in here and shoot us all up. I don't want that until it's all taken care of.
He doesn't have any more guns.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I got plenty.
Isn't that what you're waiting for? Isn't that what that room is for?
No, I don't want to shoot Spanish.
I was in the bed last night upstairs, and I'm just sitting there, and I look above me, and there's just a handgun hidden.
On the windowsill.
On the windowsill.
Yeah. We had intruders, and Mike grabbed the pool net and tried to fight them off the pool net.
It's in the corner right there. Yeah. It's right there. Like, yeah. Look. It's right there.
Did you frame it? Why is it in there?
Because it's a good weapon to have if you have to grab it.
Preferred defense weapon.
That's a fight two guys weapon.
Yeah. You have a crossbow in the next room.
Yeah, but I wasn't ready to go. When you see two guys in your house and you have to go after them, you grab the first thing you can grab, and that was that.
You didn't think of the armory?
I didn't have time to go and put the coat in and get the thing. If I was upstairs, they'd have been dead. But because I was downstairs and I was right there, they got away with their lives.
I have a little bit of breaking news. Nothing like crazy where we need the breaking news thing, whatever. But judge ruled DA Fannie Willis or special prosecutor can stay on the case.
Oh, wow. Saying,
yeah, yeah.
That's against Trump. Mm. Interesting.
For sure. A lot of people are comparing Alec Baldwin to Trump now because he's saying that he shouldn't be held responsible for the thing and that the jury was tainted and all this stuff for the Rust movie.
I don't understand what's... I know he was a producer on that thing, but... Clearly, this is somebody else's fault. I still maintain that Alec Baldwin was set up. He's so anti-gun that a pro-gun person set him up so that he would have to shoot somebody.
And the, what was it, the prop specialist, quote-unquote, she already got convicted of this.
Yeah, she was wrong.
Armor, yeah, the armorist, but she was definitely she was the one at fault.
Yes,
it was her. Yeah,
it's involuntary.
I think the problem is if he was just the producer, that would be a different story. But he was the one who actually pulled the trigger, even though I don't believe that was his fault. It was faulty, all that stuff, whatever. But because he was the one that pulled the trigger, I think that's why they have to go.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
No, don't change now.
I agree with
you. Did you hear him, Carmen? He goes, I agree with you.
No, I said it. Oh. I agree with you.
I agree with you. I don't know why you agree with everybody. I agree with you, too.
I agree with you, too, Mike.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You broke Bobby.
Have we ever gotten in a fight?
Yeah.
We have?
Yeah.
When?
Well, kind of the same thing. I think we were on the show once. Remember? We were on the show when you, back in the day, I think it was afternoons.
Yeah.
And we came out and you did your little thing that you do.
Oh. Yeah, but we didn't have a fight. You said something to me and I said, okay.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah. Like, yeah, me and Galvin are kind of the same guy with each other.
Type A.
Yeah, you're kind of...
Two alphas.
Yeah, you really, off here you're a beta.
It's what people call quick to anger.
I don't think I'm a type A. I don't think I'm that guy. I have a great deal of respect for you, and you came to me with something that bothered you. So of course I'm going to be like, okay.
Yeah, it was almost disarming.
Yeah.
I was expecting something.
But that's not a fight. We never had a fight.
No, we've never had a fight ever. Did we ever fight?
I don't think so. No, I think we'd remember.
We've never had a fight.
I will tell you, he complains about you a lot.
Well, that's true. That's true.
He's like, being friends with Bobby is tough. Yeah.
That's what I said. Sometimes being friends with Bobby is difficult. Yeah.
He said you're aggressive. Yeah. You're an aggressive friend.
Yeah, but the problem with Mike is he's good too.
You broke him, Kyle.
I know. I said it. Mike did it. Mike made me say
sometimes
it.
Sometimes I look at Mike and I think he's good.
Carmen didn't talk for so long that when she did talk, it like shocked me. I was like, oh my God, she's here.
I am, it's weird because I'm not a people pleaser either. I'll tell you if I don't like you and I don't care if you get upset and all that stuff. But if I have a tremendous amount of respect for somebody and something's bothering them, of course I'm going to go out of my way to fix it.
Right. No, it was a weird thing that time.
Yeah.
That was the only time. I think that was, was it 10 years
you
ago?
You are what was ridiculous. It? I'll tell you. He is ridiculously sensitive for somebody who is so abrasive.
No, it's not that. It's it, you. No.
Not, see, this is, hold on.
Hang on. Comment. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to disagree.
Very argumentative. Right?
I'm sorry.
I got to tell you, I'm returning my tickets. I don't want to see this, Bobby.
I'll tell you right now. No, it wasn't. He was doing that thing where he was just, he was trying to trigger you. You know what I mean? He was just saying stuff to get you, to get you to do something. And
you
was,
know, my job.
And he was, it's not your job. And he was kind of, he kept trying to set me up.
Yeah.
To, you know, everything I said, he would say something else. And he was kind of doing, wasn't that it? Right?
Yes. And in Bobby's defense, I did not do it for that reason. I did it for the sake of the show, but it was making Bobby feel as if I was not respecting him like I should be. So I 100% agreed. And I was like, you're right.
It was something weird. It was something.
Yeah, I don't remember the specific thing, but it was if it was not making you the friend of the show that you are. It was making you the subject of something.
Yeah, you were trying, I think you were trying to get me to eat somebody's foot thing.
Maybe. That might have been.
You would treat me like, like.
But which is something I would do to anybody on the show.
Right.
But you took it as I was coming and trying to make you look like a buffoon, and you weren't. And I wasn't, and you weren't, but I didn't need to be convinced. Once you said it was bothering you, I was like, okay.
He was saying, dance clown, and you don't want to dance.
Something like that.
Look, I get it. And and I pay attention to people. That's why the, you know, weird that it's this week, but that's why the show has retained the same staff for so long.
Right.
Because we have a certain amount of respect for each other.
I remember one of the greatest things was there was an idiot guy that used to work here, and he tried to give me a wet willy, so I pushed him up against the wall.
Yeah.
And he said to Mike, he goes, oh, control your guys. I said, Mike goes, Galvin's not that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not here to control anybody. Yeah. These are not my minions. These are my friends that I work with.
The Gungadins?
Yeah. I'm down to one Gungadin.
Yeah.
Tom. Yeah. What about me?
You're not a Gungadin.
Yes, he is. Huh. He's the original.
I hold you in higher regard than that.
Oh,
Tom, even Tom.
I clean up the yard.
I hold Tom in high regard, too, but he's also compensated for his work.
Yeah, Tom's also reliable.
Oh. Tom is the most reliable guy in my life.
Has he ever not answered the phone?
Tom is
called?
More reliable than my father.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tom should be my emergency contact for everything.
What's up, boss?
Yeah. Hey, boss. Tom is going to Tim McGraw tonight, and I think it bothers him so much that he's not available to drive tonight, even though we don't really need this runner.
Tom is he's so good. Like people were giving me stuff last night,
yeah,
and he was standing there taking the stuff for me and putting it in the...
I got a pause.
He's just your grabbing club soda caddy.
Let me take that. Oh, I would hire that guy in 5 seconds.
And, oh, Tom?
I would hire
him. Oh, back it off, Ralphie. Yeah. Back it off, Ralphie. Don't try to snipe my people.
Oh, he's great. He everything I got, he just took and put it in the car.
I would be drunk and put $10,000 in cash in Tom's hand and not worry about missing a dime.
You could do that with Pap.
No.
Oh, no way.
Pap would give me back $9,000. He goes, Michael, I'm afraid I had to get some drinks last night.
We don't even know that it was $50 that the guy left out here on the porch. It could have been 100.
It could have been 50. It was 20.
Yeah. I had nothing to do with it.
Nobody believes you.
Yeah.
I was driving to work one day, and I was talking about one of my friends, Troy, we call Iverson. And I said to Amanda, I go, he's a really good guy. I go, like, I know a lot of people, but he's a true friend. I said, like, if you were really drunk and I wasn't there and you couldn't even barely stand up, I trust Troy to put you in bed and take care of you and make sure you're safe. And I go, and I don't have many friends like that. And she goes, well, it was Pete. And I go, oh, Pete would totally try to feel your boobs and stuff and do stuff. To you. But then the next day you go, ah, I messed up. I grabbed your wife's boobs last night. And so there's differences.
You wouldn't trust me putting a man in bed?
But this is before you and I were friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is before you and I were friends. Yeah, no, I trust you. You're on that list. Most of the guys in this room are on that list.
I would not trust you with my wife.
You shouldn't. The minute I have a shot at it, I'm taking it.
I saw a video the other day. I don't know if you guys saw this. It looked like, I think it was a baseball game or something, and people got in a fight, and they're dumping beer on this one, and then it comes around, and they're in the like the hallway, like the stand where the concession is and stuff, and two girls start fighting, and they're almost like head-to-head, like how wrestlers start, and then other people are coming over, and this one guy just walks over and goes, but he didn't know he was being filmed or anything. He saw an opportunity. He just went, like that one. And then they saw him and started chasing him. And stuff. It was hilarious.
Do you know now, if I ask you, and Carmen, you just go, applies to you too. You don't necessarily have to say it, but do you know now, if I said to you, which one of your friend's wives would you want to sleep with the most? Can you answer that? All of you.
Which one of your friend's wives, or just a wife's friend, maybe? Or?
No, your friend's wife.
Friend's wife.
Like Bobby just said about his wife. Like, I'd go, oh, yeah, Dawn. I would totally bang Dawn. But, I mean, like, who's the one the most that you have?
It wouldn't be my wife, because my wife is basically your wife.
Yeah. I want to go something different.
Yeah, you want to go something different.
Well, I know you have it in mind. That's why you brought it up. So yeah. Who's
wife do you want to bang?
Whose
wife do you want to bang?
I'm trying to think now. He said it about his wife, and I'm trying to think, and I was like, who is that wife? Who is the wife that I would be like, oh, yeah, I would totally do that.
All of them.
Like, I'd want to bang all of Pete's girlfriends that he's had over the years.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm missing out by being married, because Pete's always got all hot girlfriends.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know why I brought it up, I guess, because you said that.
Oh, I thought for sure that you had it.
I know. If you give me a cut, like, I would definitely bang John Brennan's wife, Megan. Right. I would get that in a second.
But he's your
birthday,
boss.
Birthday the other day.
Yeah.
I think I would have to have, like, a lineup, you know, and then go.
Like the Buddy Ranch?
Yeah. The Buddy Ranch.
All right. I guess that was
I would. I think Amanda's hot.
Yeah. What about Giannis's wife? She's pretty hot.
No.
No,
she's too
I don't
hot.
Know her.
She's too hot.
Jim's wife.
She's
Jim Norton.
I mean, she was in the studio the
you
other
want
night.
Something different.
She's really pretty. Like, you know what I mean? You think, like, okay, when you get out, she's so much of a woman.
Yeah.
When you're there. You just forget that she has a 90s, 9-inch Norwegian piece. She has a Thor hammer.
All right.
So I will tell you, and I'm being honest, if I didn't know.
It weighs like 8 million elephants. That's like,
if I didn't know, I don't know that I'd know.
No. No, you wouldn't.
There are plenty that you're like, that's a dude.
No, not her. Her eyes are like the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm surprised nobody had a quick answer to that. Carmen, any of Chad's, any of your girlfriend's husbands?
No.
J-Ro?
No, I'm
about Ashley's husband?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
he's tall.
Yeah, no.
Are they coming on the cruise?
Yeah.
All right.
Save it for the cruise.
All right.
Nope. I'm very happy.
Sleepover.
I'm very happy with Chad. That is my type.
I don't think I would want to do any of my friends' wives.
I'm not saying you would do it. I'm just saying which one you would be the hottest.
I mean, you both have hot wives. Galvin, your wife's hot.
Yeah.
You know, she's sexy.
Stay away from her.
I would never. You were with her last night.
I would never, but Yeah, she's hot. Yeah. I don't know. There's no the wife thing. I don't know wives.
No, it's not that you would do, but like a secret desire.
Yeah, take that out of it. If there was no repercussions and no trouble and no guilt or anything like that, just based on looks and personality and stuff is what he's saying, I think.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of friends, so it's hard to really do that. And then I also love all their wives, so it's hard to narrow it down.
Yeah, that's why I said your answer would be all of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. All right. I got to take a break. We play a game when we come back? We give some stuff away?
Yeah.
What do you want to play? What do you want to play, Bob? You want to play, Redneck Bingo?
Yeah, that sounds fun. All right, yeah, whatever you want, Mike.
No.
I'm sorry.
And then I told him, whatever you want, Mike, whatever you want.
Carmen's like Bobby's kryptonite.
I didn't want to break him. Mike made me.
Agreeable Bobby.
I don't like
Boo.
It.
No. Boo.
Let me tell you.
I would want to do, if there was anybody, Carmen.
Oh.
Okay.
It's because you don't get to see all the other girls on radio stations.
What are you talking about?
It's hot girls.
There's no hot girls at the station.
If we wrote down right now who the hottest girl at the station is, we all come up with the same name.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Probably.
Carmen would be on that list.
No.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
They have to deal with me daily, Bobby, so that takes it out.
Let me know when you guys are done.
I don't know if mine's going to be the same.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Is this
on three, say it. 1, 2, 3. Danielle.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Would you? You got to show yours. You got to show yours. You got to show yours. You got to show yours.
Let me see.
I think Azzurini's hot.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think of her more being at the stadium there right now.
For some reason, I've known Danielle so long that I can't. I don't know. Just she's doesn't pop in my head right away.
So weird is that I don't have sexual feelings about Danielle.
Yeah.
Because she's a kid to me, but she's so sexy.
Sexy kid.
Azzurini, I would leave my wife for.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Like that, Danielle, for some reason, doesn't pop in my head right away.
Yeah.
You don't think sexy kid like Mike does?
No, I didn't mean little kid. I didn't mean little kid.
Oh, you meant big kid?
Okay. I meant like younger than me.
I don't know whether you understand what kid means.
Bobby. All right, let's take a break. We'll do Redneck Bingo next on 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a Bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah personal injury attorneys traffic.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.